Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days for Lives and Friends. I'm Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. Follow us daily on the blog, divaabdul.com, and Facebook, Diva Days friend page, and fan page is Diva Days for Lives. And you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, so be sure to do that. And we have Mary Ann here tonight.
Hi, everyone.
And we have Miss Anna.
Hello.
And you can follow Anna at Causey Hooch and Marianne's at Mama underscore Hooch. So we were just discussing iTunes and how they hate me. Don't know how else to put that. Because they asked me to resubmit again. This would be for the third time. I did. When you submit a podcast, they usually send you an email either saying everything went through fine or there's a problem. And I didn't get an email. And so they were asking me, did I get an email? I said no. So then Blog Talk Radio, for the second time, submitted our show for us. And then I told iTunes, Blog Talk Radio did it. He said, well, did they get an email saying your submission, that your submission went through? So I asked, I had to go back to Blog Talk Radio. They said no, they didn't get an email. So now we are kicked up to the engineers at iTunes helping us get the show. So right now we've actually have gone backwards from last week. So that's just fantastic. So I still have no idea what's going on. And for some reason I am appearing on iTunes on Mondays with some other woman's feed. So I have no idea what the hell is going on there. So I it boggles my mind. I don't understand. So, you know, one New Year's resolution that's just not going to come through this for me this year, I have a feeling. But let's pat the half, guys. Bob is actually on Twitter right now, so at Bob Hapka. And he had a birthday this week. So.
Yes! Happy birthday, yeah. Bob. Was it the 5th, I think? I think I tweeted him on the 5th.
I think it was Tuesday. Whatever.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah, that was his birthday. Yeah, Tuesday.
So happy birthday, Bob. Yay. And then another friend of the show, Meg Christensen, hers was the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
I miss getting to wish her a happy birthday, so wish it to her now. And then Lauren Coslow's is today, for those who didn't see it all over Twitter.
And Facebook,
And then April, who's a friend of our show and I think listening right now, is her birthday, I think, is tomorrow. So happy birthday.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
March birthday.
Cool. I think. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I saw that. So, anyways, lots of early March birthdays. So.
Oh, and Nathan Owen's birthday is today, too, also. He plays Cameron Davis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have the same birthday, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
We finally got to see his chest. You know how I am on the chest report. I got, you know, it's like, I don't really wake up till I see a naked chest. Then I'm okay. But, yep, we got to see Cameron's naked chest this week, so that was nice.
Well, if you followed Casey Dietrich this week on Twitter, he tweeted a picture of himself and, I can't remember his name, Nathan Owens, shirtless, as they were shooting 4th of July scenes. I'm not making this up. They are shooting the 4th of July.
Oh, my gosh, it's ridiculous.
4 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's just great. And all the actor who plays T, he was in the makeup chair, too. So he's in the scenes, too.
The actor who played who?
T.
The actor who plays T.
Oh,
T. Yeah, T. What's his name? Tad? Yeah, or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
T. Okay.
T.
Yeah. The letter, yeah,
T.
The letter
T. T.
Oh, yeah.
T.
The T-man.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
his buddy
him.
T.
Oh, that's cool.
Before I keep going, her interview that Rose will be hosting on Monday with Patrika Darbo, who plays Nancy Wesley, and she was awesome this week.
She was. So. was great.
Oh, yeah, Nancy's back.
Yes, we finally got the scheming Nancy. And she really stuck it to Jennifer a few times. We'll talk about that later. But so that was great. So I was afraid she was going to be Grandma Nancy, and she was, and she was Nancy. Nancy, we know, all know and love.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, and Rose said she might not, she's probably not going to make it tonight, but if she might pop on later, but had a family commitment. So we miss you, Rose.
That's right.
And so we'll talk to you on Monday.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah, Patricia should be a fun interview. I'm looking forward to that.
And Case, you guys didn't know, she was on the finale of Desperate Housewives. So I'm going to ask her about that, what that was like. Yeah, she was a seamstress for Vanessa Williams' character. I think her character got married that episode.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what she played.
Yeah, she was actually the last hour of the last episode. Yes, that's pretty cool. And Thursday was a crazy day. I get this email about Blake Barris, who plays Nick. His movie Meth Head was debuting in America in Washington, D.C. this weekend at the Independent Film Festival. And they asked everyone in the list, do you want to interview Blake? So, I emailed back, sure. And correct me if they called me up, was it 2:40, and they wanted me to interview him 20 minutes later. I'm like, what? We do a full interview and have this ready to go in 20 minutes? And I was picking my kids up at school, so I wouldn't even be home for like 9 minutes before the interview. It's like, can we push this off a little farther? And so I ended up getting 2 hours of notes, which is a little bit better. So anyway, our interview with Blake is up. That was about a 9-minute one.
Cool.
So, yeah. And
he's really doing a great job. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. On Days and this
they
movie.
They got some good young actors on there.
Yeah, they do.
All
yeah, they
working
really
together.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aunt Frey Smith, Chandler Massey, yeah, they've all been
and
awesome.
Jim.
And yeah, because I think anyone else playing Nick, I think it wouldn't go over as well. But there's something about Blake that you can kind of buy that he's off kilter. We discussed it before with them. He always plays characters who are kind of quirky. There's, you kind of have a bit of a screw loose. So you kind of,
a bit,
It's true.
Uh-huh. He is different than when he first came on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way, he's kind of a character actor. I mean, I'm sure he could be a real lead. But, but I think his niche really is character acting. But we wish him the best, and it sounds like everything went well this weekend for the film festival. So, and I saw he won an award at can't remember. I put it on that blog page, that podcast page. But yeah, he actually won an award for that role in Meth Head.
Wow!
I can see him going far. Like, you might be seeing him like up, in the movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a young star, up and coming star, like maybe. I mean, he has the potential, I think, to go far.
So, make sure you check it out. So, Trick on Monday and the one with Blake just happened. So, and we have George here. I'm going to put George on the line. Hey, George.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, George.
Pleasure.
Voice.
It is Saturday night, and the only place to be is right here,
where the
sands of the hourglass.
Right on.
So are the divas of Duel.
Only George can say it.
Exactly.
We have the best show on Blog Talk Radio, now airing live for you.
April, I think April's listening, and she enjoyed your voice last weekend as well. So you got some fangirls here, George. So.
Wow. I'm actually speechless.
No pressure.
No, I'm definitely no pressure. My ears, unfortunately, this past week, I missed the entire week of the show.
No.
Aren't you on the road doing your show?
I had some business to attend to. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, not exactly a full banner week.
How's your friend that had taken ill?
That actually is the good news.
Yay!
Is doing much better.
Good.
They had her on dialysis for a little while, and it seems the dialysis has helped her immensely. They took her off of the medications that kept her sleeping, and it's going to take a little time for it to wear off, but she is doing much better. She's not fully out of the woods yet, but she is doing much better, and if all goes according to plan, hopefully this week or next, I will have a friend of mine drive me up to the hospital where she is so I can pay her a visit.
Great.
And,
wonderful.
You know, it's
I know that was a hard...
You know, I'm very hopeful that home from the hospital in no time at all and back on Facebook telling me, "George, when are you coming up to visit?" But unfortunately, with the good news came some rather rough news for me.
Really?
I had to face a military court this week.
Get out of town.
Because of my service in the wake of 9/11, I was, as a military police officer, I was privy to a lot of classified documents, which I was permitted by the provost marshal to take home to work on. But when my mother took a turn for the worst, they got trapped in storage, and I couldn't access them. When I finally was able to access them, I returned all the documents to the military. They signed off on it. Everything I thought was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they are trying to tell me that there is documents missing.
Oh, great.
And because it was on my watch, I am facing the possibility of going to state prison if the documents are not found.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm a civilian now, that's what I'm faced with. But the harsh reality is it'll be a federal prison, the federal prison side for civilians at Leavenworth.
Oh,
Josh.
Holy cow, I hope everything works out. That's scary as hell.
Got some good news yesterday. They found the documents. They had to break into the file cabinet because they couldn't find the keys. When they finally got the documents out, they found that all the documents were there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm facing military court come Monday. I find out what their decision is. My lawyer says... Oh. I should be cleared of all charges and specifications. That's what the decision should be. At least that's what he hopes.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, found all the documents, then I'm pretty much in the clear.
You'd think, yeah.
Yeah, so why do you even have to go?
Budget cut. So looks like they're going to try and find a scapegoat. I hope it's not me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez,
so,
that is...
That, and I was faced with some knee problems, and I ended up in the hospital a couple of times this past week.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
gosh. Right, it was giving me so much trouble, I could barely walk. So, found out what that was. I'm getting old.
It's my life. Boy, your week was way more exciting and not in the best of ways, but than Days of Our Lives probably was. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I missed it all.
Keep us posted on all that. Gosh, George,
well, you can keep on it. I will keep you posted on that.
Sounds like at least they found stuff, so hopefully everything will be okay.
Like my attorney said, you know, with the documents having been found, the decision for them is easy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have to dismiss all charges and specifications, and... Unfortunately, because of this happening, my opportunity to reenlist, even though I will be cleared and exonerated, sadly, my ability to reenlist will be gone.
Aww. Oh, that might be a blessing in disguise, though, too.
Yeah. Would you even want to?
Like this, you know, yeah. I served my country. I did my job.
Mm-hmm.
I did what I was supposed to do. And I was decorated for it, honored with military
service
citations.
Thank you for your service.
You know what? The only award I really needed from them was just knowing that I did my job and did it to the best of my ability. And the best award I could ever receive was the smiles on the people's faces when they thanked me for my service.
Mm-hmm.
I turned to them. I said, "No, don't thank me for my service. Let me thank you instead for supporting us, for supporting the troops and showing us the love that we so richly hope for."
Wow.
So, you know, it is to the men and women of our armed forces that I am grateful for the opportunity to have served them.
Wow. Well, let's hope everything's resolved on Monday and you're,
Well,
all good.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Makes it kind of hard to type on Facebook, but I keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah, you have to accept me on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, I will definitely do that. And of course,
it's been like a week. Oh, we have a fan of yours who wants to say hello. If I can get the... There we go. Hey, April, there you go. Now you talk to your man.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. I heard you last week, George, and I wanted to say hello. I love your speaking voice. You just sound so newsy. I just had to. I'm glad they let me on to say hello, and I'm very sorry to hear you're having a bad week.
Well, the highlight of my week is right here, being on this show, The Divas of Doom.
Oh.
By the way, if you want to make me blush like crazy, you're doing a great job with the compliments.
Well,
on my...
you have a very sexy voice. I'm sorry, I don't mean to say that or anything, but hey, it's my birthday.
Yes.
I'm entitled.
No,
but you have a great voice. I wasn't surprised to hear you have your own show.
Well,
yeah, he makes a swoon, April. He's got a swoon-worthy voice.
And here I thought it was just me. It's
Can
my
I ask you a favor?
I'm in love with. Oh, my.
Oh, gosh. Can you do the Days of Our Lives things one more time? The Sounds of the Hourglass is my favorite thing that you do.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Woo!
Yay. Oh, thank you.
You know, if Corday Productions ever needs somebody to redo that, I hope they'll hire...
you did a good job with that. They should, yeah.
Somebody put a good word in for me. Hint, hint. and
are you on anything besides Blog Talk Radio?
If you're hearing this, please keep me in mind.
You have a great commercial voice, too. Like the announcers and stuff. Do you do anything besides Blog Talk?
That's why I formed Firefox News Online Productions, because I'm attempting, notice I say attempting, to become a voiceover artist.
Oh,
and voiceover artistry is in high demand in this country today, and whether it's for a television show like Days of Our Lives or for a children's cartoon show, you know, I have a wide range voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can make you an offer you cannot refuse.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that one's not so sexy.
Well, I'm sorry. One of many voices I can do.
Have you done any professional voice work besides what you're doing right now?
Unfortunately, not yet. I've only just started in the last year, and it's been an uphill battle to try and get recognized. One of the things that I'm working on is a demonstration CD that will allow me to send this to various radio stations, television stations, and alike, where hopefully hopefully, they take notice. A local radio station, Cumulus Broadcasting, right here in Poughkeepsie, New York. I went to them and got turned down flat because I'm not a recognized voice and I am a virtual unknown. But
you're on TV, don't you? You're not unknown.
Right. We know
you. You can get an agent, too. I think that would help.
Yeah, actually, George, are you on Twitter?
Yes, I am on Twitter.
Well, follow me at Cosby Hooch on Twitter, and I'll DM you some information.
Okay, hang on a second here. I seem to have... The one thing I am very bad at, and that's keeping a working pen nearby. I've got all these pens, and they either are dried up or are not wanting to work at all. So, come on, pen.
Yeah, I know somebody who in that business, but DM me.
Okay, so
it's Kozzie, Kozzie Hooch, Hooch.
Kovvie?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Hooch? Okay.
You can follow me, too, if you want.
April, you're going to have to entice him with something. I got him with this one. You're going to have to come up with something else. Do you like how slick that was?
I'm tired. You guys make me laugh so hard.
Of course I would follow you anywhere.
That's what I'm looking for.
On this show, darling.
I know, we're all blushing. You got them all blushing.
By the way, I just slid that right in there and nobody even noticed.
Something too, a good show that I can't say we're close friends, but on air with Douglas, with Doug and Rob, he's really good about helping support new people. And, you know, if you've got things going on, call him to his show and talk, too. He's good for getting exposure.
Definitely have to check that out.
He's on Pod Talk, too. I'm sure you've heard of it. But he's really good about letting fans interact, too. Because you've got an incredible voice that you don't want to waste.
Well, I look at it like this. Everyone over the years has said to me, George, you've got a great voice for radio. Like I keep telling people, there's a good reason for that. I have a horrible face for television.
Oh, that's not nice.
I joke about that. But I used to have access years ago. That wasn't exactly my greatest time in broadcasting, but it was fun while it lasted.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
That's what's great about social media is you can really put the word out there. You know, even YouTube has some free things where you can do, you know, videos and put them on your own channel, and that's a lot of ways to get exposure, and Google Plus and Facebook and all of that. Are you on any of those things?
Well, actually, I have a channel on YouTube. It's, of course, Firefox News Online, and I actually produce my own videos, which, when you look at them, the quality, at least in the opening and closing credits, not going to say for what's in between, but I will say that the opening and closing credits at least have that nice professional look to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what's in between that really counts, but...
Mm. Beggars can't be choosers.
But
how long have you been on Blog Talk?
This week, I've been hearing somebody... When I was sitting in my doctor's office on Thursday, because I had to leave just as days was coming on, someone said that Stefano was making his return on Thursday, and I was like, am I gonna miss this? That's not fair.
Yeah, Thursday actually John came back, and Friday was Stefano, but we only saw him coming home on a plane.
Yeah. He's been home. Right. He's just not back in Salem.
Yeah, he's not back in Salem yet.
Yeah.
Yes, Stefano De Mera is the man you like to hate. I think. But
can you do an imitation of Stefano?
I've been working on that, actually. I don't know why. But I've been trying to work on it, and unfortunately my throat's a little dry. I'm going to go in and get something to drink in a minute. But let me see if I can actually get this to cooperate. Okay, enough fooling around here. Stefano De Mera, the man you like to hate.
There you go.
Wow, very good.
I just hope that the man who plays Stefano doesn't hear that, because he's liable to go, it's my voice, you can't do that.
Do you like the character Stefano?
Well, the only reason I actually do like the character of Stefano, and only for one reason, because, you know, it's that he has that classic bad guy image, that classic bad guy mentality that you would see in some of the more classic James Bond films of sorts.
Uh-huh.
But I think what brings the character home for a lot of people that watch Days is that the man who plays Stefano is a total opposite of his character. And if memory serves correct, he had once commented that Stefano De Mera is the kind of man you just have to love to hate, only because he draws so many people to watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
It is his deviousness, his underhanded way of thinking that that kind of makes him the ultimate bad guy.
Right.
But what bothers me, though, about the character, in a way, is he's not seen as much as he originally was years ago.
Yeah.
It seems that his character is utilized less and less since he's come back. And
right.
I have this feeling that come the summertime, that may change.
Right. Originally, I heard that the other writers, before Tomlin, they were going to write him out. And then when Tomlin came back in, he wrote him back in. Originally, I think he was supposed to be off the show permanently, is what I was understanding.
Well, I know that when he left, when the actor left, and went on to that other soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
What had happened was, originally that they were going to, with his departure, write the character off completely at that point. But his contract with the other show had expired, and he decided not to renew. And he went back to Days of Our Lives, ultimately, in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I think reason he went back is because a lot of Days fans were clamoring for him to come back.
Right.
That the Days of Our Lives fans, myself included, you know, just did not feel that Days was the same without him. That he brought an element of suspense to the broadcast. He brought a really broad sense of suspense, and I think the writers capitalized on that in a way, since he's been back, but not enough. And I think, come the summertime, as I said, I think that would be the prime opportunity to really put his character back into play. Especially,
I'm really hoping he'll help Will out with the situation.
So I firmly believe that if they can tie Stefano in with what's going on with Nick, or
right,
one of the other situations happening, I think that will cement Stefano's stay in on days.
Oh, yeah. I think Stefan has always had kind of a passion for Will. I think he's always been close with him, so I think he'll be involved for sure.
Now, I know that some years back, it was Stefano and, Kiriakis.
Oh, yeah.
The battle between Kiriakis and Demira was on again, off again. And it's also possible that that may revive itself as well. In some form or another.
Right.
But only time will tell.
How do you think Stefan is going to react to Kate sleeping with Rafe? You think he's going to blow his top?
I have a feeling that Stefano is going to see that relationship and go ballistic.
Oh, yeah.
We were just tweeting about that, as a matter of fact.
Stefano.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't wait. I think he's going to be good.
I know. I keep hoping, I don't think this is going to happen, but I keep hoping that he sets her up with a nanny cam or a fanny cam, if you will. Ha ha. And gets a load of gets a view of hot rape sex. I think that'd be fun.
Really, that was an unexpected, wonderful surprise. I'll tell you, I'm enjoying it, but I didn't see that coming for nothing. Did you see
I'm
that coming?
I'm so glad you're enjoying it. I love it. Oh my god.
I do too.
Oh. It is so. They are so hot, and I love nuances that they put in the relationship too, the little touches and the way they, I just love the way they relate to each other. I love the way they talk to each other. I love that Rafe he's totally turned my perspective around on him, because I'm really enjoying him with Kate, and I love how he's there to defend her and support her. It's what every woman wants, basically, you know. And yet there's that witty sarcasm and stuff. I love
and
the dry humor.
Her and
Yes, I love it. So I can't get enough. I'm like bored when they're not on. I'm just like, okay.
Oh, yeah, they're
boring.
Great.
Well,
I never really liked him, to be honest, when he was with Sammy. I thought they were as boring as could be. And, you know, I love Allison Sweeney, but I see a different side. Not that, I mean, you know, Gavin's a great actor, but there just was no, you know, pizzazz. And now I'm seeing a side of him, and I'm really becoming a great fan, which is surprising. But, you know, I love you, Gabby. I'm loving all the couples. They're great right now.
Yes. I feel the same way right now. They're really, Dave is kind of on fire with all that right now. I mean,
right.
I guess they finally figured out that we want to see sex on TV, but we want it with the people we want it to be with. You know, I mean, that's the thing.
Romance.
It's like, they always seem to stick people together that shouldn't be together, and then you have to either fast forward through the sex scenes or cringe. And now we're finally seeing the people we really want to see in bed together, whether we expect it to or not. You know, we're now seeing these couples that we really enjoy, but it's not just sex. There's more behind it. Even with the people who are fairly new together, like Rafe and Kate, it's like there's still layers there. There are a lot of layers in that relationship. So,
they're finally
hitting that part out of the park, I must say.
Well, I think the relationship between Rafe and Kate, certainly brings a little more to the table than anyone can realize, because it took going from Sammy, and back and forth with this one, that one, the other one, to get to the point where he's with Kate. And I think that this relationship, in a way, may actually mellow Kate out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we'll see a side of Kate that the fans actually wanted to see.
Yes.
Yes.
As opposed to the way she used to be.
Right.
She reminds me, and no offense to Rafe at all with this, but when Kate is with, like, we joke about Kate with small children, because we love Kate when we see her with small children. I'm kind of seeing that, a little bit of that side of her with Rafe, the sort of a little bit more whimsical and light and happy, but yet not boring by any means. But I just think there's, and then of course there's the chemistry between them as well, but I'm really seeing that side of the character more in this relationship, and the Kate fans are happy. I mean, I think just about every Kate fan loves this pairing, and a lot of us were not expecting to, let's just say. But we're loving it. And I think a lot of Galen's fans are really discovering Lauren, and a lot of Lauren's fans are really discovering Galen for the first time. So it's really cool to see that. It's nice that the fan bases are coming together. And, yeah, sure, I know that he has fans that really want Sammy and Rafe as Endgame and all that, but even a lot of them are enjoying the pairing, you know. So I just think it's really added a lot to both characters, and it's given us something new and different to look at, which is nice, considering, like, George, what you were saying about Sammy playing ping pong with these guys for so long. It's nice to see a curveball and see something new and different that we weren't expecting, that was a pleasant surprise. And I think Galen and Lauren are knocking it out of the park. They're doing an amazing job. And they're fun to watch. They're just really fun to watch. I find myself watching their scenes over and over again, fast-forwarding through some of the
scenes. Yeah. Oh, do you do that, too? Oh, gosh, I feel so much better now. I do that on the weekends. I feel like I'm crazy now.
Something tells me that this
is... Oh, no, I was watching it today.
Me, too. You know what I'm saying? I think this pairing is going to last a long time because I think that both the actors and the writers... are seeing the reactions of the fans for this pairing, and this may be the opportunity for them to say, you know what, let's keep this pairing going.
Yes, I hope. Anybody who's listening that has anything to do with the show, please keep it going. There's obviously should be some angst coming up, and we know about that and everything, which is great. But what's really cool is it seems like the writers are rooting for this couple. I don't know. It's like you can kind of tell that the writing is bending towards them in a lot of ways, and I love that.
It's the writers are capitalizing on the success of this pairing right now, and I think that's where they're drawing their best work for these characters, because if the pairing of Rafe and Kate did not take off with the fans as well as it has, then ultimately the writers would not have any kind of incentive to really write for them as a couple. But because the fans are really eating this up, that speaks volumes success of this pairing, and I think that the writers, and by the way, Days of Our Lives writers, if you're listening to this or any of the actors are listening to this, I'm telling you right now, I've been watching since 1972. Okay, trust me when I say this is a pairing worth keeping.
Oh yeah,
I love it.
And I think they needed something to do with Lauren and Gavin, too. They were kind of like both kind of drifting. And I think finally the writers got it through their heads, enough with the fate. I mean, they tried it for 3 years. And, you know, finally Jeremy's on his way. And, you know, I think they've cemented them to where they're finally going to have a story that they should have had in the first place. And I think they're going good. And I think now they've got something new with, you know, Kate and Rafe and Nicole and Eric. And they've got a lot of good story potentials that are just incredible.
Yeah.
I've never seen... I watched
most of this week, and I was like, wow, there's a lot of things here that I'm really enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, again.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't like the Dannefer one. I don't like that one.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand Dannefer. I fast-forward through most of that. I'm sorry about that, but I think it's stupid. Yeah,
but other than that one, everything else is good.
Yeah.
Well,
do you like Jennifer, George?
I liked Jennifer years ago.
Yeah,
me too.
But since her return, she's she's not the same. You know, she
yeah, they've messed with her character a lot. They've messed with her a lot, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think...
No disrespect to Lucy Reed. She's a fabulous actress, but the story stinks.
I think she's taken a real itch to being a real... I mean, I'll leave it at that. I think you know where I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But let's face it. I mean, the way her character has developed now, something tells me Jennifer's not going to be on the show for much longer at the rate things are going. I'll be honest
with you. Unless hopefully they'll bring back Jack someday. She's tolerable with Jack.
He's only good with Jack.
Yeah.
Well, I used to say the same thing about... you know, about Marlena and Roman, but unfortunately that pairing sailed way long time ago. And,
Why don't they give Roman a woman? I don't understand that. I mean, he hasn't had anybody since, gosh, probably Kate or Cole's mom. I mean, I don't know why they don't give him a story.
Yeah, well, at the same token, look at Abe.
Right. Okay.
I mean, he lost his wife.
Yes.
I mean, he hasn't been with anybody since his wife passed.
No. Well, I kind of thought they were going to put him with Kayla for a while. I kind of thought there was something going between them, but then it kind of just disintegrated.
Something tells me, though, because they're not really writing for Abe as much as they used to either.
No.
I got a sinking feeling that Abe is going to be leaving soon.
I hope not.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope he stays. You know, because he I guess in a lot of ways, working with Roman and with Bo and with, you know, and so forth, he brings that voice of reason.
Right.
Within those characters, and I think that by capitalize, if the writers were to capitalize on that a little more, then you know something could come of it. But I think he needs a love interest. I really do.
Definitely.
He's been alone too long, and they need to do something.
Hello?
What is that?
I don't know. I'm trying to see who it is. Okay, I think we're good.
I was on mute.
A little drama.
We need to give Lucas a woman, too.
Yeah.
Suspense.
It's tough now. He's messing with our transmission. So.
Yes, the two is a duel.
Doing it again.
They are in control. They control the vertical and the horizontal. Oh, wait a minute. This is radio. What am I saying?
Hey, you have a show tonight, don't you, George?
Yes, I do, in fact. And I'm going to be leaving shortly to go take care of that.
Yeah, so go ahead and pick your show again so everybody knows to listen.
Well, for those of you who are able to, and of course I invite all of you who listen to the Divas of Duel after their show is done, and if you aren't able to listen to the show live, you can certainly catch it in archives. The show is called Firefox News Online. It airs tonight, tomorrow night, and Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific, right here on blogtalkradio.com/firefoxnews-online. And tonight, I've got three very hefty stories to go over. Of course, many of you may remember the filibuster by Senator Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I've got comments from John McCain.
Hmm. Wow. What the
filibuster was all about. Also, Delta Airlines pilots, flight attendants, and others are opposed to the allowing of knives to be brought on planes by the TSA.
Yeah.
Is
like, duh.
Catching a lot of flack for that. So
we'll
have that tonight. And, of course, a fake bomb got past Newark Airport screeners this past week. And that's raised a lot of ruckus. So between the knives being allowed back on planes and... a fake bomb getting past the screeners at Newark Airport. there's a lot to talk about tonight, and we'll have a whole lot more guaranteed on Firefox News Online.
Well, great. We'll check it out.
That's great.
Thanks for joining us.
You're always welcome to the show. You know that. I don't even have to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway because, as always, I am attempting to be gracious.
You don't have to attempt. You are.
But my friend,
I love your voice. I'm sorry. I'm going to listen to your show tonight.
I know.
Yeah, make sure you call on April on his show.
April and I are going to duke it out afterwards for you.
Yeah, I sent my husband away because I didn't want to hear him to hear me swooning.
Just
no,
remember.
Seriously, I did. I said, you want to go visit your brother tonight? I'm going to call in. So he left.
Well, as always, Divas of Duel, it is a pleasure, as always, to be on your show. I wish I could stay longer, but unfortunately, time is running by, and I don't want to be late to get my show underway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I leave you with this parting thought. Remember, this week on Days of Our Lives, suspense, drama, a little bit of fun, and of course, intrigue.
Ooh.
I was going to tweet about you to NBC.
What about the sex? What about the sex, George?
Yeah, what about the sex, George? Well,
and with that, to quote my favorite cartoon character,
oh, no. That kind of kills the mood, George.
Have a little fun.
So step in with your meta. We're going to need a cold shower after the show.
And on that note, I bid you adieu.
Adieu.
Good night, George.
Good night, George.
Well, I'm going to tune into his show, and I don't even really like the news, but heck, his voice is worth listening to.
I know. There's just something about it. It's like, woo.
Oh, you know, I love Dave with, you know, McDonald, what's his name, McDonald, the
McDonald
guy who does Dave's
Terry.
Yeah.
He gave him a good run for his
they
money.
Were gonna do it.
He really did give him a good run for the money right there when he said that earlier.
I'll tell you.
He had me, I have to admit, and I would never agree to change it from McDonald Carey, but he definitely, you know, if they ever lose the tape, we know who to call.
Well, you know, he'd be great for, like, doing previews. I don't know if they would ever change the way they do it.
Oh,
like, the thing, you know, for the clips, with, you know, narrating what's going to happen this week or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got a fun voice.
The voiceover guy in the commercials for the promos, that'd be a good job. But, yeah, he doesn't need an agent, though. If he gets an agent, they'll get him in somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Man, you are on, by the way, if you don't know. Oh,
I figured I was.
Okay. And, Amanda, I'm going to bring you on because I'm sure there's something EGM-ish you want to talk about.
I think Mary Ann was going to go. Were you going to say something about the hottie jammy sex?
Oh, that's fine. I'm fine.
Oh, my God. Did you see the clip? Oh. Loved it.
Yeah, that was a new one for Dave. People having sex while plotting a murder. That never happened before.
I mean, they are back. EJ and Fanny are back to true form. I mean, I hate to say it, I love the villains. I don't like Goody Goody Fanny, and the way she just said it, I mean, obviously they decided not to kill him, but the promos just got me. I mean, I watched the promos probably more than I watched the show. I mean, Fanny's back in full character. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, and I'm so glad Sammy is giving up the whole being a good person thing. I mean, it's not her. I think Nicole needs to drop it, too. But Nicole needs to stop chasing after men who don't want her, and she needs to stop chasing after babies. So if she would do that, I'd be thrilled with Nicole. But, I'm glad
Father
Sammy...
Aaron's lying.
Yeah.
Father Aaron doesn't get it, huh?
Holy shit. No, he doesn't get it.
Yeah, I see he won't be a father for much longer, though.
I think it's a clue, yeah. Hold on, what is that noise? It's driving me crazy. I'm trying to figure out who's doing it. Could
oh,
be me,
doing
too.
It again. I can hear it.
Okay. Yeah, I might mute you guys just to see who it is, but I can't figure out who it is. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, Eric, yeah. See, Eric and Nicole this week, that was pretty, it was pretty much more of the same. Nothing really happened. So.
Do you think he has feelings for Nicole? I do.
Oh, yeah. He at least checking her out. I mean.
Did you guys see the episode where, did you see where he was telling her when she was all dressed up to go to the club that she couldn't come back if she went out? To me, that
yeah.
was a little bit more of a fatherly concern. I mean, I don't know. To me, I just, I love her dreams, too. Oh, where she dreams about doing it with him on the table or here and there. I mean, oh, I thought those two are going to be a hot pairing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Kind of Thornbird-ish. You guys ever see the Thornbirds?
Actually, I read the book. I never saw the movie. So
yeah,
I recommend the book.
Yeah, it's a good book, too.
The big thing this week was Will giving up his rights. And a lot of people were mentioning it on Twitter. Geez, here we go again. That's driving me nuts. About why... okay, I'm going to... Okay, well, it's not April. Okay, holy crap, that's driving me crazy.
Oh, I can hear it, too.
Yeah, well, about how everybody in Salem managed to keep this whole thing a secret, and nobody in Salem really keeps making a secret. So that was kind of funny that everybody's keeping mum about the whole thing. And so and I did see a spoiler, so I guess Sammy comes up with a plan.
Oh, she does.
So, yeah. Yeah, so we'll see how that works out. But I thought I saw spoilers saying that Lumi gets caught trying to destroy the evidence at the police station.
Right.
By Rafe.
By Rafe,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's clueless to what's going on.
He's of course
yeah,
he is. He's a Hernandez.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But I foresee, you know, once he finds out, him... and going on the other side with Will. I think he kind of is suspicious of Nick. I don't know. Are you guys kind of getting that vibe, too?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yeah. I think Nick is becoming very obsessive. I don't know. It seems to be a track record with him.
Yeah, that's his thing. For sure.
One thing was a little annoying, I think. I went online after, I think it was, Tuesday's episode or Wednesday's episode, and it was kind of weird when they were talking about Will signing his rights away. I'm going, well, they were saying how weak he was and whatever. I'm going, he's trying to protect not only, you know, his father from himself, of course, protecting his father from going to prison for perjury, protecting the careers of Hope and Bo and Roman, who
right.
they might be looked as corrupt cops and they can go to jail for this. You know, Nick is throwing Hope under the bus, which makes you want to smack him. And I'm kind of going,
right.
How is that weak? When you're trying to protect your family, how is that weak?
No, not at all. I think
he
loves
his family.
Yeah, he does. Okay.
Damn, what's that noise?
I think he is just Wilson with his baby.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know why Chad just doesn't come forward. I'm hoping he will and just, you know, he's a demerit. If he's got to do a little jail time, he'll get out of it. I mean, I think eventually once he finds out, I'm hoping he'll just step up and expose Gabby and, you know, for what happened.
I think he would if he got airtime.
Oh, I know.
What the hell?
I know why they're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, with Stefano coming back, all Stefano has to do is find out that Nick blackmailed Chad, and Stefano's going to want to take Nick down, and he's going to want to go after Gabby,
oh, yeah.
And you know he'll buy a judge off because he owns them all in town, and Chad won't go to prison. Come on.
Yeah, they did something about Chad moving back to the mansion. I think I read somewhere on Game Cafe or something. Hopefully.
Yes.
Maybe Gabby and EJ, too. That would be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
I do know
yeah.
he wants EJ to move in. He wants both
yeah.
EJ and
yeah.
Chad to move in. So I was like, yes, please let it happen. Bring Sammy and the kids.
Right.
Come on. But I think
somebody made that comment. they only do it on the couch in Aspen. There's 30 bedrooms, and everybody just does it in there. I don't get that. They have a million bedrooms, and they all do it in the family room.
But they did it on the chef set, though, this time. So
I
that
know,
was
I was
different.
Just going to say that.
And Brady did move the pieces off first, which is a good idea, but you don't want to get
a
piece stuck somewhere. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't want to get a piece stuck. That could be painful.
So, did anybody notice of when John gave that present to Kristen? Kristen was just, not to Kristen, to Brady, but the mother thing, and Kristen was just rolling her eyes.
Yeah.
I loved it. I was like, oh, my God. She's like, oh, no, he's going to go back to his father. Can't let that happen. And
well,
Brady was, like,
Kristen,
so touched.
Yeah, I thought Kristen was
worse
or both punctual. It's funny, too. Hey, Marianne, I think it's you. Because every time I mute you, it goes away. Marianne, I think you're the one making the noise.
No. You typing or something?
I don't know what that noise is, but
yeah,
when your ear goes away and if I put her back on, it comes back. So I think it's Marianne. But yeah, but I thought it was funny when Kristen like dropped her dress on purpose so John would see her with a bra. Oh, then Marianne just
appeared.
So that was funny, and then she taunted him about it, and yeah,
right.
So she's hitting on John now, and it was funny.
I love how John just looks at her. He knows exactly what she's doing. He's just like, whatever.
Right.
Oh,
do you think John's going to fall back for Kristen?
No.
No, I think he hates her. I think he wants her dead.
Right. I think Kristen's going to fall for Brady soon.
I think she was already, although she'll never admit that.
Yeah.
Because she could have like totally did something to Brady to hurt him and really destroy him. But yeah, somehow she's, even Stefano was pointing out to her, why don't you just dump the idiot?
Yeah.
You know, like, come on. She seems like she wants to get her revenge at the same time. She doesn't want to give up Brady. I don't know how she's going to get herself out of this mess. I just don't know.
How old is Brady supposed to be? About 30?
Oh, yeah, he's older than that. It's got to be.
Well, technically,
Brady's
97,
younger than Sammy.
Late.
Oh,
right,
dear Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When John and Kristen were together, he was like 2 or 3 years old.
Right.
He was back in the, I don't know, 97, maybe 96. I mean, of course, nobody's the right age, but I'm just,
right.
What, was he like 30, 35 now, or?
Who knows?
Who knows, yeah. How old is Kristen supposed to be? What, 50-ish, or?
Yeah. I think the actress in real life, well, she's 53, I think, in real life.
Okay. Oh, they all look so great. Incredible.
I couldn't even believe when I heard that. Are you sure? It doesn't look 53. I'm sorry, it doesn't.
No. Hell yeah.
I hope I look that good if it's deserving of God.
Oh, I know. And Lauren Conway's in her 52, right?
Is she? Really? God, she's
beautiful.
I don't
know, I think so. Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh, you mind if I talk about Kate a little bit?
Wait, did you guys say that she's, what did you say?
Is she in her
50s? She actually turned 60 today.
Really?
Oh, my God.
She rocks. She rocks. She's gorgeous. She's got it all.
I have to say, I really enjoyed Kate this week. I loved her.
Oh, me too.
Yes.
I loved her scenes with Rafe. I really loved her scenes with Sonny. I love those. Because I love those two
together.
They
play well together.
And I love how she said, well, you know, I saw you, the minute I mentioned Nick's name, I saw you flinch. What's going on? And you kind of see something going on, well, I don't know about, and you saw the vulnerability in her face. I'm going, oh, I'm like, okay, when you find out, you're going to want to kill the bastard. Because I've said this before, I think, on the show, but I really feel like of all the family members that she, I mean, she loves all her family. I don't want to make it sound that way. But it seems like the relationship, the dynamic between Will and Kate is different. It's almost like this unconditional love that they kind of have for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying Lucas doesn't love his mother, but let's be honest. When she does her crazy stuff and she's interfered, they've always been, like, so angry. No matter what she does, Will's like, I mean, I don't agree with what you did, but I still love you, which I always love that. So I'm kind of like, she's really going to want to destroy Nick. I just can't wait. I'm sorry. I just can't wait. And especially I want to bring it up because I read this and I just went, I got a little too happy. it was like the week of the 18th, apparently Sammy's trying to implore Will to go to Stefano for help with dealing with Nick. I went, oh, God, I want to see that so bad.
Oh, I know.
And I told my dad about that. My dad was excited. He goes, well, Stefano must still like Will. I mean, he found out he shot EJ, and apparently Stefano's fine with that. I mean, think about it.
He tried to kill EJ.
Well, think about this. You know how he is about his children. Because somehow the worst thing he did to Will was blackmail him into breaking up Nicole and EJ's marriage. That was it. I mean, come on.
Right.
He must really like Will. That's all
I
got to say.
I think,
you know,
just about everybody tried to kill poor EJ.
I know. You know, EJ's fine with it. Everybody should leave it alone. Come on.
Yeah.
I love how EJ was...
You shot me in the head. I love you.
One of the things I loved the most this week, in the other than watching him EJ half naked, which is always gives me a thrill.
Oh God!
When he was talking about Will and Nick like hurting him and the daughter being deprived of her father, and his look at Kimura's face, like he literally, if Nick was right in front of him, I think he'd rip his head off. Yeah, you know that look EJ gets when he's really angry at someone, you know? And I'm thinking to myself,
right,
if you didn't already know how much he really cared about Will, that scene expressed it all.
Right.
Like,
he does
watch
love
that.
You.
Yes. God, all these people.
I love their relationship. And, yeah.
And it's like
a relationship over the summertime.
Yes.
And then
and
they kind of took that away. I'm glad they're getting back to it a little bit.
I know. I missed it so much. I was like, it was such a nice surprise when it happened. And then I'm like, they took it away. I'm like, damn you, Gary Tomlin.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he's getting back to it, though.
Maybe he did that deliberately because he wanted to show something else for a bit and then kind of bring Will back in that orbit again.
You know, I have a theory about Tomlin.
Okay. I'd like to hear it.
I think all of that stuff was really, you know, I think part of being a good writer is anytime you can get any kind of emotion out of an audience, whether it's love or hate or upset. And, you know, when nobody was more excited in August for Jamie when they went to the safe house. I thought, that's it, they're together, this is our time. And then when it was pulled under the rug, hey, believe me, I probably tweeted 100 times a day. I'm done with the show, I hate the writers, I think I called Tomlin a jerk. I mean, I was really just physically getting upset. I mean, but then I started thinking of that and watching. And, you know, the way it all turned out, he got more of a reaction from all fan bases. You know, first of all, the cast and Lucas aside, the trio, it should have been, in my opinion, between Sammy and Ray and EJ. It should have been between Lucas. I mean, hello, she was living with Lucas. Poor Lucas just got dumped like, you know, yesterday's garbage. But I was really hating Tomlin and everybody and this and that. But I think, you know, in a way, I think he took a big chance because I think...
Right.
There was maybe that was a plan all along, you know, hey, they're not ready yet. Let's let her finish with Ray, finish with Lucas. And I think what's going on now is worth the wait. I mean, I think the writing and acting are beyond the imagination. I mean, this is better. All of these stories are better than I could have ever imagined. And I don't think 6 months ago would have had the impact that it has now. Sammy and Ray needed to be over, and now they've got the new stuff with Kate. And I think it's all falling into place. And maybe
makes
that was
sense,
part
yeah.
of the plan, you know? Because I love the stories now. And, I mean, I always said if he pulled it together, I would apologize. And I sent him a tweet, and I don't know if you read it, but the writing is my apologies. I mean, I think the man's a genius. All these stories are incredible now. And 6 months ago, I hated him. I was hoping, you know, he'd get hit by a bus. I mean, I thought, oh, this guy's a creep. I mean, you know, here we're ready for Jamie and boom. But now, I mean, I thought it was going to be a win, Ijami, and now he has cemented them to where, you know, it looks like they're going to be around for a while and, you know, race out of the way. And, I mean, the words that Sammy said to him were worth the 7 years wait. I mean, I love it more than anything. So I just think maybe that's the way he had it planned, you know, to really get everybody upset. And, you know, that's what a good writer does is, you know, gets emotion in the fans. And that man sure as hell brought out the emotion in all the fans.
You know, another thing I like what they're doing is, even though, you know, Lumi's over and done with, I like the fact when they're in scenes together, not only do you feel the history, but they're also a common goal now as they both, well, they really hate Nick now. But I like the fact that Lucas knows Sammy so well, and he'll
right.
make certain comments, but I like the fact that they'll still be there for each other. Like, anybody try to hurt Lucas, Sammy would
yeah.
destroy them. She would hurt
right.
anyone to hurt Lucas.
I think they'd be better friends than anything.
Yes. I think they had their time and they were good. But I want him to, I really want him to have somebody, someone who's not going to like leave his ass and really destroy him. Yeah.
Yes.
I love Lucas so much. I just think, give him a girlfriend. Come on. They have to bring somebody
maybe
on.
Maybe bring Autumn back. You know?
I would love to have met Autumn. Although she did give up a little too quickly, so maybe she's not.
Yeah.
You need someone who won't give up so quickly. And someone who can stand up to Kate.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
Although
yeah.
Kate's kind of scary, though, to his girlfriend.
Yeah. I love Kate Demeter.
Oh, yes. What was it? You know what else I love this week? Nancy. Oh, my God, I love her.
Oh, yeah.
What the was the line she said to Jennifer when Jennifer tried to say, you know, you and your husband ran Mike out of town too. Actually, he ran himself out of town when he slept with Austin's wife. I was hysterical. I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, I know. Right.
And she was and
you.
Yes, it was funny about it is that Jennifer's coming off like a total lunatic where she's going off and running off.
Right.
And then Daniel walks in and sees Jennifer going off, like, what the hell's going on?
Why does that administrator hate Jennifer so much? The one that I can't remember her name. She's probably Chloe. Why does she hate her so much?
When I interviewed Meredith Scotland, which is right here on Blog Talk Radio, you can find it. She said it's because Jennifer got where she is because of her last name, and Anne had to fight her way for that. To get where she is,
right.
But she basically covets Jennifer's job and doesn't think Jennifer should have it. So that's flat out what it is. Mm-hmm.
Didn't Jennifer like do something to the election, which basically totally discredited her? How'd she get that job?
Yeah, I
don't know.
If she wasn't in a Horton, she wouldn't have that job.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I can understand why Anne hates her. And Jennifer's always leaving and never showing up on time for stuff to get stuff done. Their personal
right.
life and whatever. I'm like, come on. How is she still the job? Seriously.
Right.
So I kind of get where Anne's coming from. I love Anne.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she stays
off.
Yeah,
I do too. I hope they show more of her. I think it's funny for her and Chloe working together.
Although I was a little irritated that Chloe blew her off the way she did. She's lucky Anne called her back at all.
Yeah.
Seriously. I'm like, come on, Anne. You just are better than this bitch.
Yeah.
Come on. Although I do love Chloe screwing with Jennifer, so...
I
am really not a Jennifer fan. I've actually never been a Jennifer fan. I was always a Jack fan by himself. I was never a Jack Jennifer fan. I loved him. But Jennifer, I don't know. She's always so, how do I put this tactfully? Hypocritical, holier than thou, where you want to smack her.
Busybody,
I don't mind nice characters if they have like a backbone, they don't come off as crazy, and they actually have humility. But she's not, she has no humility at all. You know what I mean?
I agree. The good goodies do bad things, but they justify it because they're good goodies. And that's what I don't like. At least with the villains, what you see is what you get. They don't pretend to be otherwise, you know?
Probably my most favorite nice character was probably Alice Horde. I loved her.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she had so much compassion. She really had – she was just so well-rounded. And I just feel like Jennifer is such – should learn to live her life a little more like her. Maybe that she might be a little happier.
Right.
You
right.
know what I mean? I just love Nancy.
Alice Horton could be devious too, though. She would get involved in plots with Bo and Hope, and she had her fun side too. I like that about her. And her and Stefano had that secret. They kind of dad in that story, but she had her side to her too. I think. Yeah.
Which I didn't mind, but she didn't pretend to be like she was Miss Perfect. She never, you know what I mean? She wasn't.
Right.
And she had an interesting humor, and she had so much compassion for so many different people from different walks of life. And it was just, I just loved her.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I kind of annoyed the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I kind of think Maggie's kind of like the new patriarch on the show, kind of like, you know, the Alice Horton, you know, replacement, I think. I love Maggie kind of gets in, you know, trying to help everybody, and, you know, kind of like Alice used to do.
Speaking of Maggie, what did you think about Maggie and Victor's reaction to Brady moving to the DeMera Mansion?
Oh, that was hysterical.
Oh, God, Victor, I love him.
Oh, God, yes.
You're an affront to this family. I'm like, oh, really, God.
I know. He says the most off-the-wall comments that just make me laugh my head off.
House of Horrors and... was hilarious. You don't think he's going to have a reaction.
Right.
Hey, Brady, do you want me to turn in my work pass?
Yeah.
It's just the way Brady said it with that look on his face. It just cracked me up.
Right.
You can see
it. Was funny.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's that family.
Yeah.
They share the women. I don't know if you guys remember. Nicole was married to Victor, and then
that's
her and
right.
Brady had a thing.
Yeah.
It's funny how they, I guess, are really into family sharing.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
What
was it? One cool scene this week that we finally found out why that guy hates Vargas hates Nick so much. He's got 3 more years in prison because of him.
Oh, okay.
And I'm kind of going, I would be a little upset too.
Yeah?
What does Nick think is snitching? What the hell is he thinking? You don't do that in prison. That's like, no wonder he stabbed your ass. I mean, come on, you don't do that. You don't do that in prison.
I think Nick got more than stabbed.
I really hope they don't go that route. That's so, it's so the obvious thing to do. That's,
yeah.
If they do go that route, I'd like there to be a twist on it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because we're all expecting it. They know we're expecting it as the audience. So at least have a twist. So we're not going, oh, we know
right.
It's going to happen every single second. You know.
Right.
I just think, I'm so glad that Marcus is getting out because Nick really, he's just getting way too arrogant at this point, thinking he's got everything handled and controlled.
Yeah.
But he does for the second. But it's kind of like, I have a feeling it's not going to be for much longer.
Oh, I know.
All these people who really, you got Vargas, and you got Sammy and Lucas, and you got EJ. Most likely
EJ.
Stefano brought in. You got Will, you got Sonny.
I
just cannot
wait. Oh, I
love
Sonny.
Isn't
him
and Nick supposed to get some kind of fight or something? Isn't they supposed to get some fight or something? Which I can't wait to see. Anyway, and then you got, I'm sure Kate's going to definitely get involved, and I definitely see Rafe getting involved, too.
Yeah, I think Rafe's going to go to the other side. I see him working with EJ and Sammy and all of them working together, I think.
And does anyone actually think that once Gabby finds the truth, I think she's going to stay with Nick. I don't think she's going to leave him at all.
Oh, she's not going to leave him, now.
Which I think is going to disillusion her brother a bit. Come on.
Yeah, I think so. Well, did you guys see the scene with Sammy and Rafe when he was trying to make peace and trying to, let's get along for the baby? And then Sammy's last comment was, you don't know what's going on. And obviously she can't say because they all agreed not to disclose it. But I think once he finds out what's really going on, he'll switch over to the other side.
I do, too. Because, Nick,
I hope, anyway.
Nick, this is what Nick really hasn't thought this out is that Rafe, used to think of what Will is like a son. He pretty much used to refer to him as his kid. And that doesn't go away just because him and Sammy got divorced.
No, they were together quite a few years.
And those things he was saying to Sammy about Will, he's such a good brother. I've known him for as long as I've known you. And he's saying all these nice things. And Will, I'm going, oh, thank God he's being nicer about Will. And I'm thinking, oh, he's really going to be pissed now.
Yeah, he's messing with the wrong people.
I mean, I'm like, Nick, Rafe's not going to give a crap that, Will shot EJ. When he thought he did it a few years ago, he totally was going to cover for him. So,
I don't know about the law, but if EJ doesn't want to press charges, why would it be an issue? The kid was like 12 years old.
That's really, the problem is they might want to throw the book at him because there was a cover-up, and Lucas did go to jail for him.
Oh, I see, yeah.
He perjured himself to do so. And plus, I think back at that period of time, weren't a lot of kids, shooting people? They might want to, make an example out of it and all that stuff. But, it's obvious that EJ does not want him going to jail for this. He doesn't. And what thing that kind of annoyed me the most is that with Nick, I think it was the week before, when basically implying that prison would not be good for him, especially because being who you are, being gay, and it wouldn't be good for him.
Right.
It's not a very popular thing in prison,
Right.
And I'm kind of going, you had to put that last dig in, didn't you? Such an ass. Although I love Blake, but my God, I wanted to punch Nick this week. Oh, my God.
Well, I think his hatred for the gays is really coming out. Obviously, something happened to him in prison, which makes him hate gay people. And I think that's a lot of it behind it, honestly.
Yeah, that line. You want to get somebody to love. You want somebody to get somebody to love. Go get a dog. I want. Oh, you've got to be kidding me! Please, somebody hit him.
I know.
He really showed.
He's a very good actor.
Yes, he is. Oh, my God. And what was it I was reading this interview. Somebody put the scan on. You know how they scan certain articles and put it in, like, a Tumblr or Twitter or whatever? And it was an interview he did with CBS, Soaps and Death. And he says he's enjoying how much he loves working with Chandler and how great he is. Like, does everyone like working with this guy? Because Blake's really enjoying himself. He loves working with him. And he's
friends with Chandler. First came on, I didn't think he could act for beans, and he's really developed the character over the last couple of years. I mean, I think his acting's improved really a lot.
I think the first time I think it was the first month they really weren't really giving him anything. He came on. I remember it was probably when he was fighting with Sammy about, I think, when EJ left, and after he seen Nicole and Nicole said goodbye to Sydney, and he kind of had the big confrontation. I went, holy crap, this kid can really act. They need to keep giving him stuff. And they have, and it's like, holy God.
Yeah, and I think he got a lot over the summer, you know, with working with James Scott and stuff. I think really brought out, you know, the teams were incredible with that summer stuff. That's when I'm seeing a Chandler fan.
Yeah. And I remember how James Scott was so pissed off. He was angry when they stopped working together. He's like, I think he basically said the writers were stupid for doing that.
Yeah.
He was really irritated. Right. Like, James doesn't really do that too often, so he must really be pissed.
Right.
It's like, you know, he goes, everyone I talk to, everybody asks me about my scenes with him and how great much they enjoyed them. And he goes, and suddenly they just don't do it. He goes, I hope they come around back to it.
Well, I'm sure he'll be upset yet, so I'm sure they'll have some interaction.
Yes. So I've been really enjoying
this. Do you have any wedding coming?
I heard there's supposed to be some wedding.
Oh, I hope so. I hope
you're
more baby, though.
Yeah. I think they're good. She's good. Come on. So, I think even Elsa Sweetie goes, come on, how many more eggs does she have left? She said that in an interview. It was hysterical. I don't know when I read that. She goes, I really hope they don't make her pregnant again.
Oh, I know.
She's like, you know, I think 4 is a good number. And she goes, she was in this interview, it was hilarious. She goes, now let's be honest, Will's been raising his own brother and sisters, not her.
Right.
You know, so.
I read something I read something about, this is a few months back, something about Nick knowing the true paternity, that Johnny's going to end up not being EJ's son. You think they're going to go with that? I hope not, because
I don't want to see that. John should stay EJ. That's his kid. You know, I don't want them to do that.
And to be honest if they were going to play it, I think EJ's in. I mean, no, I love Brian Chitillo. I love Lucas. But I think EJ's always been great with all the kids, with Allie. You know, and I think if they were going to do it, it would be better to have Allie end up being EJ's kid than Johnny not being EJ's kid, if they were going to go that route, which I don't think they should do, because the kids are 6 years old. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I mean, let's just leave it alone. I like how the way the kids are now, and kind of how they have it.
Right.
So I just think, don't mess with that. I mean, I know they love messing with paternity, but please don't.
Right.
Oh, I have to say this, I know I'll forget about it. The line when I think I literally wanted to check my remote at my TV because I was in utter shock was when Gabby was talking to Nick in the hospital room, and she said, I made mistakes too, and I've learned from them. I'm going to go, since when, bitch? When have you learned?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm kind of going.
Did you pay for your
crime? No, she hasn't. That's what's going to irritate me.
And then Audra Race covered that up too.
What's really going to irritate me the most, when she does find out the truth, and she actually says to Will, you know, you should have paid for your crimes. I'll smack her. I swear to God.
Oh, I know.
He knows a lot more than, Will knows a lot more about, at least he guesses a lot more about what she did then. Because remember, she said to him the night they slept together, she goes, I almost killed someone. She said that to him. She also mentioned that, you know, he also knows she did something to really try to break up Chad and Melanie. He knows that. And he knows she almost killed someone because she said it. And if she really pisses him off, he's going to look into that.
Right.
Remember, he's supposed to be her best friend, and if she screws him over, he's like, you know what, I defended you. He basically said defending her to everybody and doing whatever she wanted during the pregnancy. And I think he's been over backwards for her. Personally, he's been a little too nice to her. But I think he
doesn't know all the things she did either.
But at the same time, he's trying to respect the fact that she's the mother of his kid, and he's trying to respect that. But I think he's going to be like, you know what, no. If she like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's... I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I liked it that Sunny was talking with Will about getting a bigger apartment, and I don't know if that's kind of a clue that maybe they're going to end up with a baby, which is what I'm hoping. I think that would be so great, especially for gay couples, because a lot of gay couples are denied, you know, adopting, and I think Dave is wonderful about doing this show so realistically, showing how parents react, and I think Brian Tillo's performances have been wonderful on the few he's had regarding, you know, he's trying to accept it, but it's hard. And I think they've done a real great portrayal of how it affects everybody. And Sonia made the comment they need a bigger place for when the baby comes to visit. So I'm hoping that's a clue that maybe they're going to end up with a baby.
I think so. I just don't think, can't be where she's now. I think maybe in a few years she'll, I don't know, put someone above herself. But I think it's almost like an idea in her head, the baby. I don't think the reality of what it means to when the baby's born and what it means to take care of this kid. And
when are they going to move out of the bedroom? They don't even have a place for the baby. They live in a room above the pub, you know?
Right. And I think, you know, I know Nick supposedly lives with Maggie and Victor, and I think he's going to get kicked out pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
Once Victor finds out what's going on and how he feels about gays, Victor's, oh, hell, he's going to throw his ass out. No way in hell.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing, you know, I think down the road, Gabby, you know, if I wouldn't mind seeing her get some redemption, but I think she needs to hit bottom before that happens. Until she does that, she can't learn from anything.
Right.
And the only person she's got left to really defend her is Will, and she screws him over and he finally sees her for how she can really be. It's not like he doesn't know she's capable of manipulation. You know, he saw that last year, but I think he's been giving her a lot of breaks. But I really want to see him just, like, I don't know, like, really make her life hell, because I think a lot of the audience wants to see that, like, so
badly.
Oh,
yeah.
I just think that's probably the turning point for that for both those characters, and it's kind of like, I do not want her to win at this point. I'm at that point. I'm kind of like, you know what? You keep getting your way. You keep screwing people over to do it. You haven't learned anything. If you learn something,
right,
I might be on your side again. I'm like, how come she gets away with everything and Nicole and Sammy always get outed for everything?
Right.
And I love Sammy and Nicole. Don't get me wrong, I love them. But at least they don't pretend to be someone they're not, because they admit that they're the bad girls and they
right.
go after what they want. Well, Gabby's like,
right.
I'm such a victim. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Any spoilers that you've heard that you're really looking forward to? That you really want to see play out?
I think the Kate Rafe and Stefano thing, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Yeah, the whole Jennifer thing just wants me to shoot myself in the head. I cannot watch Jennifer for one more second. I don't understand why they have fans, because they fight, they break up and make up in every single episode. Jennifer. They break up every single...
I don't, do they have a big fan base or what?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't see anything on Twitter either, but people say they do. I don't get them. I don't know if they're broken up half the time. All I know is every episode. I mean, seriously, didn't Jennifer say last week for him to kick Chloe out of his life, or she was going to break up with him, and she said it was over? And then 10 minutes later, they were kissing. Well, I don't understand. I mean, all this trouble, bringing Chloe back just to give them a storyline. And I didn't even like Dan Lowe, and I'm cheering for Chloe just because Jennifer's being such a bitch.
Yes,
she's such a bitch.
I didn't even used to like Chloe, but I'm cheering for her, too.
Yeah, because, you know.
Whatever you think about what Chloe's trying to pull, trying to basically make it where, you know, Parker can't be in the same room with both his parents is freaking ridiculous.
I know, and I hate women who act like that, and I know women who act like that, and they're disgusting. I'm sorry. It's disgusting. So,
yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry, what message is that going to send to Parker? He's going to think something's wrong with him. And I have a problem with that. I have a big problem with that. You do not – she's talking about how she cares about Parker, but if you ever really care about Parker, she wouldn't be pulling this crap. Find another way.
Right.
You know, I just hate how controlling she is. It's like, you have to either do it my way, Like when he was having Nancy be debuffed, she goes, Nancy, this is your big decision? This is the best you come up with? And she just goes off, and he's looking at her like, what the hell just happened?
I think Nancy really doesn't believe that she can get him back because she tried to tell Chloe, you can't make somebody love you. You know,
I know, yeah, that was a good line. Yeah.
Yeah. I think she knows Chloe's a little bit psycho.
I mean, she wants to help her daughter, but at the same time, she's trying to prepare her for it might not work out the way you want, sweetheart.
Right.
Well, even if Chloe breaks up Jennifer, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be interested in Chloe.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, usually, though, in soap, so that's exactly what happens. The interloper keeps the guy.
Yes.
I mean, you know. I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess you could say, hypothetically, Danilo would still be together if Chloe wouldn't cheat with Philip. But, you know, I don't know. But the thing is, though, too, I don't feel bad for Danilo because Daniel broke up Chloe's marriage to Lucas.
Exactly.
So I don't feel bad for
Time
Daniel.
Bitch.
Well, that's why, yeah, that's why marriages that start off as affairs don't work. Because usually women keeps cheating. So, I mean, I know people like that in real life. This one woman, this is hilarious, I have to tell a story. She, her and her husband number two were bragging about how they cheated on husband number one. They were bragging about it.
Oh, my God.
And then, guess what? It turns out she was cheating on husband number two the entire marriage.
Of course she was.
And she told her husband number two she was, you know, going to divorce him for her boyfriend who was married also. But it turns out that guy decided not to divorce his wife. So marriage number two broke up, and her boyfriend didn't marry her. She thought that guy was going to marry her, be husband number three. So, you know.
I have a quick question that I don't understand Jennifer's logic on something. When she was talking, I don't remember what week this happened. It was fairly recent. When she was talking to Abigail, talking about what Chloe put Lucas through. I'm going, what about what Daniel put Lucas through?
Daniel was flaunting the affair. He never felt sorry about it. He never apologized.
The only time I actually acknowledged something about Daniel and Jennifer was saying, I think someone was saying something, I think it was Jennifer, talking about Lucas, how he was acting. He goes, well, Lucas has every reason to hate me. And I'm like, thank God he finally realizes that.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, I didn't like the fact that he flaunted it in Lucas's face. That's why I was kind of glad when Chloe cheated on him.
Yeah.
He's like, now you know how it feels.
Yeah, exactly. He had it coming.
Exactly.
Poor Lucas always gets cheated on.
Yes, doesn't he? Yeah, I'm sorry. If I was someone like Lucas, I wouldn't be cheating on him.
Of course, I wouldn't.
Have you seen him without a shirt? For God's sakes, that man.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
How long is Chloe supposed to be on the show? I heard it was a limited run. Is it a year or what?
I think it was April, end of April, something like that. It was supposed to be 4 months.
She did her, Nadia did her press day, I think it was about a month ago, it was February. Before I even got to say anything, the publicity person said, you can't ask her about contracts. And they never put stipulations on anything. But, I mean, you know you're not going to get any spoilers out of them. I mean, you know stuff like that. So, we were completely banned from asking about a contract, so we really don't know. And she's not tweeting about it. She's not tweeting that she's on the set. No one's tweeting that she's on the set. So I don't, you know, we don't know. But we do know that Patrika is done. So I guess it sounds like she only taped about a month.
Right.
So
does she have another obligation, or why is she only short term?
With Patrika or Nadia?
Nadia.
I don't know. I don't know if Nadia doesn't want one because she's constantly leaving days. I mean, I think last time she was let go, but still, usually it's Nadia's the one who's leaving, you know?
Right.
Maybe she got burned so badly the last time she was on, she only wanted to do a short-term thing to see how it would go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because, I mean, she usually has something on.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the one time she quit because she was doing a movie, and I think she was supposed to do a movie when she was let go the last time anyway, so it wasn't a real big loss to her, but, you know, her boyfriend's not working either, so, you know, someone's got to bring on the bacon. I don't think Brandon's working anywhere. So, but Nadia's also doing a lot of the online shows, too.
Right.
So she's on Dennis, and I think she's on
Dennis.
Yeah.
She was really good in that. It was interesting. I was watching Venice. I'm going, she can really act. And I felt so bad. I'm thinking, it's probably how they write Chloe. That's got to be it, because she's actually very good in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm thinking, you know, and it's like, if they give her the material, sometimes if the material's not really there, they write a character a certain way. You can only play do only so much with it if it's not really there. And it's like, I wish they would just make it more challenging for her. She's got the capacity to really act good.
Yeah, I thought she was great with the postpartum depression stuff. I think she's actually very good at playing someone a little crazy. So, you know. And I thought it was nice, too, this time. And I talked to my interview Nadia. I was like, oh, you're not the victim this time. You're the one doing all the scheming. And she was pretty happy about that. She liked that. So.
I think I would, too, after last time.
I would be, too. Yeah, who wants to be Jennifer? So, but,
exactly.
Yeah, so. Anna, is there anything you want to add? Did we talk enough about Kate? But, you know, I don't want to leave anything out.
No, I think we got everybody.
Yeah, I think we got everybody. Okay, well, oh, there was an... There was stuff with Abby Cameron and Chad and Tyree that wasn't that impressive.
The only part of it I only liked is I did like when Chad was talking to Abby about loss and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually was, your father would want you to be happy and all that stuff. I think it's pretty sad when either Chloe or Chad are actually being more nice about Jack than the people who supposedly love him.
Right.
So I did enjoy the Chad and Abby stuff, and then I saw Cameron and went, oh God, I'm going to start being bored again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and I'm like, oh, even if they only have Chad and Abby as friends, I'm actually okay with that. But
mm-hmm.
I kind of like that angle. But give him somebody, someone who's not going to like freak out because his last name is a Demare, or someone who's actually going to be okay with, you know, everything. Is it
do
not,
you like Abby's character?
It depends what they have her doing. I like her when she's a little more stronger. I really don't like when she's all crazy like Jen. You know, and plus she's horrible in a crisis. Remember when Chad got shot? She's like, ah! She's not calling 911
right
away.
I know.
She's screaming. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
What if she'd been really hurt badly? He would have been dead.
Yeah.
don't get me started on Jack's death. I'm like, if you had basically not been so horrible in a crisis, your father would still be here.
Right.
I would
bring Jack back.
Oh, yes, I would too. Because he'd be going, what the hell's going on with my daughter and my wife? What the hell's going on?
Yeah. She mourned, what, a month?
Not even.
Was
it a
so
day?
Disrespectful to the years they had together, I'm sorry to say. I realize folk time is different. But Jack and her had an on and off going thing for over 20 years. And for me, it was just, it makes her character, I feel sorry for Missy Reeve actually having to act on this stuff. Because, you know, they just didn't give enough time for her to respect and mourn him properly, I don't think.
No. I mean, I know they do. They fast track things on soaps, but that was a little too fast. I'm sorry.
A little too fast, yeah.
I'm kind of going, I kind of feel like we never saw her grieving at all. Not even when he was dead, the minute he's dead. I kind of felt more grief from Adrian, more grief from Abby.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, she was like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I thought it was maybe a delayed reaction, her being in shock. Sometimes people, they turn into themselves when they lose somebody. And I thought we were going to finally see her, you know, do something and let it all out. I'm like,
she never really did.
No.
They didn't even really get him a proper memorial, to be honest. I don't think, but I don't know. They had so many unlimited stories that they could have really, you know, he had a lot of things from, you know, being hostage and kidnapped or whatever the deal was with him. I think they had a lot of story potential there, and they just kind of left that aside, I guess.
Right.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask him, what ever happened to Rolf? Remember the butler, Stefano, it was a
Wacko guy? He had cancer in real life. I don't know if he, hope he survived, but I know he was ill.
Yeah, oh, okay, because he was a fabulous addition. He was very funny, I thought. He brought a little comedy to the, you know, to the Demira household, I think.
Yeah.
And anything else tonight? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just looking forward to everybody looting the Demira mansion. I'll be happy.
Me too.
It's
so
nice to see it again.
I know.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Where Victor can't keep anybody in the house, huh?
No, he can't.
Chloe's gone. Well, she wanted to get kicked out on purpose. I thought that part was hysterical. She was wanting child-proofing to the mansion and the dry cleaners. That was really good between her and Victor. But poor Victor can't keep anybody more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Sarah says hello to everybody. She wanted me to pass that on.
Hey, Sarah. Hello.
Poor girl, her phone died before I can get her on.
Aww.
I feel bad.
Yeah,
our
Magic/Dallas correspondent is getting ready for the Monday episode of Dallas where they're going to be burying JR. I'm gonna watch you live. I'm like, well,
I'm looking forward to that one.
That was my favorite show growing up. I watched it through my whole, like, from 13 on, from the very first time it aired. So, I'm not the first time it aired, but the very first season. So, it's near and dear to my heart, too.
Yeah.
So, what happened past Monday's episode, Anna?
Honestly, I've been behind. I'm watching Monday nights live just because I want to be part of it on Twitter and everything for Larry Hagman, but... And JR, but I've honestly got it all on my DVR because I haven't had time to watch it. So I'm way behind, but I don't even know how he died, and nor do I want to know right now. So don't spoil it if anyone knows. But I just, but I do want to watch the funeral and everything because I know they're going to have some characters returning and stuff. And I just really, I love JR and Sue Ellen were my all-time favorite. Prime time pairing ever, you know. So they're my prime time favorite. So, you know. So I just love the two of them. And so anyway. So you know. So it's going to be sad, but I'm glad they're doing.
At least you got to be a part of it. Yeah.
Hopefully, do a proper tribute to him and everything. And And I think it's really neat that the show was revived and was just, you know, super successful again. So it was kind of nice that he ended on a high note, you know. That's really neat. I think that, you know, that they were able to bring back these characters and stories and everything and that people love them again. And new generations, I mean, Sarah's young and she's loving it and everything. So, you know, it's neat to see these younger generations that, you know, weren't even alive when it was on or real little when it was on, and that they're rediscovering it. So I think it's neat. So
And I think a lot of people are going back and watching the old original ones.
Oh,
so
yeah, the DVDs.
You know.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, I hear they're playing big time. I think if people watch the original, they'll have a more of an understanding of the history and, you know, who hates who and why. And I think they'll understand more of what's going on, you know.
Well, and really I think it's done a lot to revive the genre of, you know, I mean, I think Dallas coming back really proved that there still is that desire. I mean, even Downton Abbey, I mean, that's a soap opera. I mean, you know, and I think that I think that with a couple of the shows coming back online and everything that, you know, I think that there has been a little bit of a vindication there of, you know, I mean, General Hospital was on the cusp of cancellation and now it seems to be going strong and Days has also rebounded and everything. So, you know, I think that there's been a bit of a vindication there, and it was neat that Dallas really, you know, this past summer really drew attention to the genre again. And so I think it's great. So anyway, so yeah, much beloved. So I'm going to try to watch it live and, you know, be a part of it, even though I'm way behind on the episodes. But
yeah.
Anyway, so
glad he got to be at least a part of the show for a year and a half or so, because that was always his dream. He used to talk about it in the early 2000s, wanting to, you know, play JR one more time. I'm glad he got to do that at least.
Oh, I know.
You know.
Well, and I was, years ago, I was just cringing when they were talking about making a movie and John Travolta and J-Lo were going to be in it and all this garbage. I'm like, oh, no, please, no, please don't do that to my show, please, you know.
No.
And so I was beyond thrilled when they came up with this format on TNT and they brought back the originals and they, you know, revived so many of the classic stories. But, you know, I mean, they're all very Shakespearean, really, when it comes right down to it. And Dallas just, in the, you know, the late 70s, early 80s, just revived a lot of that and found
right.
a new way to express it. And, you know, but
right.
it's still the stuff people love. You know, they love the villains. They love the good guy. They root for the battle between the two and, the, you know,
mm-hmm.
the rich and the poor and the, you know, vengeance and all that. I mean, it's what we love. And so it's.
Right.
It's you know, and I think it's really shines a spotlight on the genre. So I'm thankful for Dallas for bringing it
mm-hmm.
back and doing it so well. And I
mm-hmm.
think those who follow the show and love J.R. and Sewell and were just regretted that there weren't more scenes of the two of them while he was alive. You know, I know a lot of
right.
people were wanting more of that. So.
Right.
But anyway, so yeah, Monday night should be a pretty heavy show. I don't know what time it's on, but I know it's on TNT for those who are wanting to watch. So
it's first 7 o'clock, and then they show it again at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Thanks.
I don't know what time difference you guys are. I think you guys are ahead of us, so probably earlier, but yeah.
Okay. Cool. So look at your local listings.
What do you guys think about AMC coming back?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. I mean, I hadn't watched AMC since the 80s, but, I'm happy for their fans that's coming back online.
Is Susan Lucci going to be a big part of it or just a small part? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
I think only small. Isn't she doing that Mark Cherry show on Lifetime?
I think
she's committed
to
that. So, but she said she'd be willing to work and work something out where she might be able to come in a little bit here and there. So she's willing to do it if Lifetime will let her, of course, because assuming she has a contract. So she's up. She would like to do it, but she can.
Well,
because she,
I think it'll
be
interesting to see if the production quality is as good as it was when it was on TV for those two shows. I think it'll be interesting to see because so many people view the shows that are on air right now on the internet. So how different really, you know what I mean? It's like we view things so many different ways nowadays on your laptop or your, you know, tablet or your phone or whatever that, you know, really when you think about it, it might not all be all that relevant if the production values are fairly decent. It might not really be relevant whether it's an online production or a, you know, televised production because half the people watch it online anyway, whether it's been televised or not.
I prefer to watch things online because I can watch them whenever I want.
Yeah.
I have to wonder if I missed something or I accidentally erased something on my DVR or
whatever. I prefer to rewatch the rate scenes online. And by the way, follow @RateFans if you're enjoying Rafe and Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A little pimping in there. And thanks to all the followers that are following us.
I'm looking forward to Galen Gehring's interview on the 15th. It's on air with Doug. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. I'm looking forward too. I guess Michael Fairman interviewed both Lauren and Galen, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think he's posted the interview yet. But I'd like to. I guess it. I don't know if it's going to be if it's his usual. Just print in print, or if he's going to have audio of it, I'm not sure. But I'm looking forward to seeing that when it's printed or when it's, you know, posted.
Is he on Blog Talk or no?
I don't think he's on Blog Talk, but
no.
he does sometimes post audio. I think lately he's kind of been doing
Showgate
a little. MichaelFairman.com is his page, I believe. So. But yeah, it's not up yet. If I follow him on Twitter, I think I would have seen it by now. But yeah, it usually doesn't take him this long to put something out. But I don't know.
Ben. Yeah, I mean, once it's up, though, I'll put it on the blog, too, so everybody can check it out.
Right.
Yeah. Jeannie in the chat room said she has met Michael Fairman. I have to say, Michael is a very good-looking man.
Yes, he is.
He is very good-looking. So I'd share that. Michael Fairman.
Michael Fairman.
Oh, yeah. He's a good-looking guy.
He is very good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
A good speaking voice. Not as good as George's voice, but he's got a good voice, too.
Yeah, we need to get George a job in broadcasting.
Yes.
There's something very swoon-worthy about his voice.
Mm-hmm.
How old is George?
I don't know. He's been watching the show since 72, so he's probably late 40s, early 50s, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been there, yeah.
So, yeah, enjoy hearing from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys who can read the phone book and we'd all be like, and then?
Oh, I know. I'm looking at the show right now when we're done here.
I can tell April and I are going to have to duke it out for George.
Yes, yeah, he's on right now.
Yeah. I would use George for your promotional spot. He'll bring in the women, that's for sure.
There you go. There you go. I love that idea.
You guys do have a great show. I love your show, with or without George, but he definitely adds a little spice to everything.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to get him on that.
I'm sorry, I told my husband he listened to George's voice, and he goes, yeah, I see what you're talking about, he goes, you know what I mean, my husband goes, yeah, he does have a good voice, not that my husband's in a minute, but he goes, yeah, he has a great voice, we need to get
George a guest spot on Dave as a radio, like if they have a spot where they need a media person or something, or they're filming a little like faux news conference or something. We need to get George on there to do that. That would be fun.
I agree.
Well, remember one time we were talking to Valerie Wildman, and she said you guys ought to do like a improv like radio show, like a fiction, you know. And we could play different characters. And we were all thinking, oh, that would be so much fun. And George was on, and we were talking about that. And we're like, George could play all the male characters.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we're
going,
we're going to be on. Yeah, but we're going, Anna, we're going to be on every single flipping night of the week.
Oh, yeah, we've got to do the 80s tweet thing, too.
Yeah.
That's what we're planning.
Yeah. Yeah, we're thinking about doing a throwback episode once a month.
All right. See, I thought that I wanted something there. I think that could be fun. You know, because
when
you really think about it, you think, what would it have been like if we'd had Twitter back then? You know, we probably would have made fun of people and stuff, too, even then, you know. Yeah, so, but I think that would be fun if we could come up with something like that. I think that
right.
Our hashtag could be like hashtag 80s days or something like that. Hashtag 80s days or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I think social media has really helped bring back, you know, the excitement about the soap. I think Twitter is really saving, you know, that probably would help all my children and all of that.
Yeah.
I think Twitter keeps the buzz really going.
Well, because back in the day, we'd watch it in college, we'd watch and we'd all sit around, we'd get in our little TV rooms or whatever, like our on campus or whatever, and, you know, sit and watch it together, and we'd watch one right after the other, and then, oh, got to go back to class now, you know, or whatever. But, you know, we didn't really have, like, we didn't have all the ways you can watch them now, you know. So you had that sense of community, and you would sit there and cheer and gasp, and, oh, my gosh, Bo and Hope are finally doing it, and, oh, my gosh, it's been like a year, and we're finally going to do it, and, you know, things like that. And it's like now, you know, basically social media has taken the place of that, and it's kind of nice. And I remember a couple years ago some girls were at an event, and we were all staying at the same hotel, and we decided to watch Days before we went over to one of the Days events. And we're all sitting in the hotel room, sitting on the bed, watching it. And I'm like, I'm totally having a flashback to college because that's what we did in college. And I thought, wow, when was the last time I watched a show with a group of friends? You know, it was kind of
right.
funny because we don't do that anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So social media has sort of taken the place of that. So, and certainly expanded it because, I mean, you know, before you were in a room of about 20, 25 people sitting there watching it, you know. Now you've got millions
right.
out there, so.
I remember being at a Who Shot JR party. Remember when it was a big thing in the 90s or whatever, or I don't remember. Yeah, late 80s, early 90s.
Early,
and we had a big party and everybody came over. Who
yeah,
shot
it was the
JR.
80s. It was actually the early 80s.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean,
I was in 10th grade and I had a betting pool as to Who Shot JR. I'm sure that was probably not legal, but, you know.
Oh,
I was running a pool in biology class, as I recall.
Oh yeah, I loved it. I never missed it.
I coined a phrase that hopefully will catch on with Rate. I'm calling it hashtag Lust See TV, since NBC had Lust See TV. Now it's hashtag Lust TV. So feel free to use that when referring to Rafe and Kate. But yeah, they're fun. And be sure to go wish Lauren, it's not too late to go wish Lauren a happy birthday on Dave's fan the Dave's Facebook page. They had posted a happy birthday wish and 20-something thousand people had liked it so far. And then also on her fan club page, her fan club president posted a birthday wish, and she was posting to people on there. And or tweeter. Either way.
Yeah.
She's
real nice to the fans. You know?
She's the best. She is such a sweetheart. She truly is.
I don't know if you guys ever saw it, but I was so happy. Thanks to you guys, too. I know you guys sent it. I got a FedEx poster of her, and oh my gosh, she's so beautiful and personally signed it to me, and it made my whole day.
That's so sweet.
I want to thank you guys for that. But I got it the next day. I had been on the tweeting party on Blair Rosa's show, and I had got it. I forgot about it, and then I got it the next day after I was on your show one day, and I love it. And she is so beautiful, and she
that's
personally
right.
tweeted
I
me
think,
the next day.
I think that was Rose and Lady Claus, Marie. They did the trivia. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool.
They inboxed me. You're going to get it the next day. And I did. Bright and early, like 11.
Aww,
my kids were
so
impressed. My daughter, she's always making fun of me about this whole stuff. And boy, she changed her tune when she saw that proofread to April. She was impressed by that. So, you know,
that's
teenager's worth. Yeah, teenager's worst nightmare is mothers on Twitter. She thought that was... And then I got a personal tweet from her wishing me a happy early birthday, and that just meant so much to me. She's so sweet. So
that's so
it's
nice.
A lot of fun.
She is. She's a good person. She's a really good person.
Yeah.
She's a sweetheart. And you can tell she's very authentic and, you know, just a
nice
person. So, anyway.
I think on Lucy's show, she had like 23 callers, and she took time with each and every one of us.
Oh, yeah.
Like we were
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's really, I've been impressed by her a lot.
Yep. She's a good person. It's a joy to watch, too. She kicks butt on that show.
Yeah. It's good to see. It's good for women, you know, in that age group to see that they are still valuable and still hot and going on. I mean, it makes 60 look like the new middle age.
Gives us all hope. I mean, you know.
Oh, no kidding.
And she totally pulls it off. It's like I'm watching those two, and I'm just thinking they're so hot.
I'm turning 46, thinking life is over, and I'm thinking, well, shoot, these women are in their 60s and 50s. Look at them. There is hope for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Neat. So it looks like a Rate is headed for some angst coming up when Stefano comes back to town, so that should be interesting.
Yeah.
I can't wait. You guys
can't wait
spoilers
either.
Earlier than most people because you guys do the show, or what?
I'm sorry,
what's
up? What you said?
You guys get the spoilers ahead of time because of being, you know, doing your show. Do you see any more than we do, or no?
No, they don't. No. Mm-mm. No, Dave's publicity doesn't leak stuff at all to us.
No.
But, no.
Dave's Cafe is really good about, I think Dave's Cafe is the best spoilers that I've seen as far as, you know, being very informative, and they seem to go, you know, really in depth and really about two,
yeah,
3 weeks ahead of time.
Oh, I don't get spoilers often, but they've stolen them from me and not credited me in the past. And they do that with everybody. So I wouldn't, I'm not that impressed with them. I give so few spoilers that if someone steals one, I get pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, and some of their stuff is just guesses, or they're just kind of rewording what someone else already said somewhere else. So,
or they make it look different than it actually is.
Yeah, I haven't been to Dave's Cafe in years.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten spoilers in a while, but you know, it happens. But
not to be nosy, but I heard in the beginning of the show you said that somebody else was duplicating your show. Were you having problems or something like that?
Oh, the iTunes thing. She was just talking about our iTunes problem.
No, for some reason, our last show on Saturday got put on iTunes. I did a search for Dave Abdul in the search, and my show popped up with a search with this one woman who is a motivational speaker that I'd never even heard of before. And it was under the category of philosophy, and I'm like, well, that's hilarious, because I don't file our shows under the philosophy category.
Yeah.
And usually the next day it's deleted. But I just think it's funny that my show keeps showing up underneath this woman's name, but I can't get my show up under my own name. Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem with the technology issue. Maybe they keep saying, yeah, we did it, but they're putting it in the wrong place.
And she's probably going,
wait, I'm a serious philosopher here. Why is this TV show showing up under my name?
Well,
yeah,
with the computer, it's real, you know, scary, the things they can do. I used to have two sites that I had to abandon because I got locked out because somebody had changed my passcode, and they were asking on Twitter as me. And,
oh, my God.
That's why I started April G Reviews, because I used to be April Goop Reviews and April Will Review. And for 6 weeks, I couldn't get into my emails. I couldn't get into even my GetGlue. People were posting to my GetGlue. I do a little kind of radio blog thing, Let's Go Back in Time. They were trying to mimic that. Finally, I just went to those sites and said, hey, follow me here. That's not me. And once I started publicly talking about, you know, being impersonated, then it stopped. But it's like the other day on Twitter, I got suspended, and I hadn't even been on all afternoon. And Twitter sent me a thing saying, you were doing this. I wasn't even on at the time. So it's really weird if people get how they can get into your, you know.
Wow.
And all of that. I changed my codes and everything's fine, but I got suspended and I didn't even do anything. I wasn't even on during the time frame that they said I was doing that. And I said, look, it's not me. You know, it's my name, but it's not me. So when I heard you were having problems, I was wondering if it was like an impersonation kind of thing or something like that.
Oh, wow. That's great.
No, I just, for some reason or other, I'm showing up on this woman's feed. I don't know why. I just thought it was weird.
Yeah.
And Blog Talk Radio couldn't figure out either. They're like, how are you tagging your show? And last week I tagged it, Days of Our Lives, I think, Chandler Massey, Alison Sweeney, maybe. And I put four actor names. So none of them should show up on this woman's thing either. So I don't know what the hell's happening.
How do you check your ratings? Is there a public thing where we can go to check ratings for shows? Or how do you check the Blog Talk ratings?
I don't know. I mean, I see what our listens are, but I don't know if anybody... I think there's some kind of maybe a Google site that you could do and maybe find out find out how many listens we get. But we're doing really well. We were on iTunes. We'd be doing much better if we were on fucking iTunes.
Are you going to get to iTunes eventually?
Well, is this
funny
bastards? They won't even let me submit. I'm submitting and it's not going. The submission part's not even going. So... you have to submit, then they have to review your show, and then they have to accept you, and then they have to build the page. And I've gotten all the way to the part where they're supposed to build the page, and now I'm way back at the beginning again. So,
And the problem is on their end, and iTunes will not admit they're the problem. So I don't know what else to do. So I just keep trying. But
well,
it's
coming
to
up on 2 hours.
Yeah, it's time to say goodnight.
Yeah.
It's
fun,
midnight.
Girl.
Yeah, so thanks,
and
everybody,
George,
for calling in. Yeah, George,
thank
Marianne,
you.
Anna, April, Amanda. I'm sorry, we'll get
it
you
was
on.
Fun. Thank you.
Sarah.
Thanks.
Good
talking
with
you guys.
Yes. Come back Monday night, 10 p.m. Come back.
I'll
bye, everybody.
For sure. For sure. Never miss it.